Have a shiur in honor of Dr. Fruchter.
In honor of who?
Dr. Fruchter, the doctor. About the pasuk, the pasuk Rav Shifto Yitain V'Rapo Yirape. Okay, this is the parsha. This is the big parsha of medical ethics, medical issues. All the various issues relating to the medical field are rooted in the Rishonim that discuss the mitzvah of Rak Shifto Yitain. You shall pay for the person's bitul malacha, his time out of work. V'rapo yirape, and one who causes harm to his fellow Jew is obligated to pay his doctor bills. What do you mean pay for the doctor bills? Who says he was allowed to go to the doctor? Who says the doctor was allowed to treat? A person is sick. Let him suffer. Who gives you a shot to go to the doctor? You could put out a multi-trillion dollar industry, close down all the pharmaceutical companies, and let everyone just suffer.
It's just for Jews.
Rachman Litzlan. So the Torah says, Chas v'sholoim v'rapo yirape, the doctor shall surely heal. Question over here is, why do we need a pasuk to teach us? And the Rashi, let me quote the Rashi, Kitargumo, okay, she shalim sar haroifeg, it's not Rashi, but the Gemara says, Mikan, from this pasuk we learn a very important concept in the Torah, shenitno rishus, for a doctor, the Torah grants permission for a doctor to intervene and heal a patient. If not for this pasuk, seemingly what it means is that if a person, let's say, is sick, this is the will of Hashem. Hashem has brought upon this person an illness, has brought upon him weakness and suffering. Don't intervene. Mind your own business.
The Pope said in World War II, if the Jews are being killed, then that's
that's what a horror. So maybe a person can come to such a conclusion. A person is sick, so sit back and do nothing. Let that, don't intervene. Mind your own. Hashem wants him to be sick. Let him be sick. No, mikan. From here we learn shnidne rishus l'roife l'rape. The pasuk is giving us permission for a doctor to intervene and heal this patient. Now the question that everyone asked is, why is it so? Why do we need this pasuk to tell us this, to teach us this principle? I'll cite you many other psukim in Chazal that in Tanakh that indicate that a doctor, that you have an obligation. It is the Jewish way to treat, to help a person who is sick. For example, loy samoid al dam reyecha. What more do you want than that? A person is about to die. He's about to die. Don't just stand there and do nothing. Intervene. Help out the person. There's another very basic pasuk which Chazal learned, and that is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. I'll quote this a little bit in a few moments. V'hashevo solo. If you see your friend, his object is lost, he does not know where it is, you have an obligation to go and seek out your friend and return his lost object. There is no greater mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda than restoring a person's health. This is the greatest makar, and according to many of the Rishonim, this is the ikar makar for the duty of a person to heal, to serve. When the doctor, the entire day is oisik in chesed. Chesed kol hayom and oisik in healing people, the makayim the mitzvah of lesanad amariach, makayim the mitzvah of the positive mitzvah of hashevo solo. So why do we need rishus? I need permission. It's so basic. So let me give you a couple of answers. Answer number one, okay, the best answer is, if the from the pasuk of v'hashevoisoiloi, and from the pasuk of l'sam al dam reyecha, you have an obligation, but you will not be entitled for payment. You could not make a parnasa out of being a doctor. When you heal a patient, if someone returns your lost object, can you demand and say to him, can the one who returns the lost object say, okay, I want a reward. I found your wallet. I could have kept it. I made a phone call. I called you up. You came to pick it up. I demand a $500 reward. No such thing. You are mechuyev to return the lost object because it says so in the Torah. I have no duty at all to pay you one penny for your service. If the laws of refuah would fully fit under the category of a hashevo solo, and no one's denying the fact that it is an incredible mitzvah to be a doctor. You do a life of pure chesed. Can you imagine the zechuyos you have? You come to Ilam Emes, a life kula chesed. But you can't get paid for it. So here, when it says "verapoy yirapay mikan shenitne rishus l'roifei l'rapay," means you can get paid. You're allowed to take money. You're allowed to take money for the service. It's different. It's Hashem Saveh, that no one's taking away that aspect. But the Rishus, the Torah is given, is for who's the one that says this? Rashi says this. I'm sorry. The Tais Sarash. Tais Sarash, and Mesech the Brach Stav Samach, Kosav, the Imishum, Lo Yisamal, the Amoyecha, have a minute, the Mutal Rapos Rak Bechinam, Kamash Mulan, the Gam Besochor Mutar. Okay, now let me tell you another interpretation. Okay, I think the Tur says this. The Tur is another very Gvaldic interpretation, and the medical field is a field of great risk. Unfortunately, we all know how many times a doctor can be Makalkel more than he is misaking. He treats you for the wrong disease. Come to the office, he says, "What's wrong? Ah, this is what's wrong, you take this medicine." And it turns out that the medicine he gave you, not only did it not cure you, it made it worse. Because you were misdiagnosed. So the truth is, every time you heal a person, there are always very great risks. And one can argue that in a situation when there is, it's not known what to do, go to a local consultation, a Jewish doctor, what gives him the right when it's only 60% chance he's right? So what about the 40% chance that you're wrong? Maybe what you're doing, the treatment you're doing is harmful. That's the medical field. There's no purpose. No, there's always the checks. There's always the risks. There are always risks. So that's what the industry is all about. Maybe you could argue that in halacha you're not allowed to take those risks. That the Jewish way is you heal a person definitely when you know exactly what he's suffering from. But in a situation when there is even a slight or let's say a significant risk, whatever the risk is, maybe one can argue that a doctor is not allowed to take that risk in treating a patient when possibly it might not be so good. This is what the Torah says. We need the pasuk verapo yirape to teach a doctor. You granted permission to take risks in the medical field. This is a second very popular mahalach to explain this pasuk. A third mahalach goes off on an entirely different world of understanding, which is all built upon an incredible chiddush from the Ibn Ezra. And the Ramban says something similar, but the Ramban is not as extreme. The Ibn Ezra says, I'm going to read you his words because his words are so shocking. The Ibn Ezra says, "V'rapo yirapei." What does it mean, the pasuk "V'rapo yirapei"? Le'os, this pasuk is a sign, "Shenosan rishus l'roifim l'rapei," but "Hamakos v'hapitzoim sheyiru." The pasuk, according to the Ibn Ezra, allows a doctor only to heal exterior wounds. But if someone says, "I'm not feeling well," and he has a headache, he has a cold, he has something that it's not noticeable, it's bepinim. That's really subject to a lot of discussion. What does the Ibn Ezra really mean? Today, is anything real? Everything is b'chutz today. You have X-rays. You have all these new CAT scans and MRIs and all of these things. Is there really anything that we would say today? It's called b'chutz. Everything today is b'chutz. Everything anything b'fnim. Okay, it's not really clear. But basically, you want to take on a very very simple black and white understanding of the Ibn Ezra. There are certain types of illnesses that you're not allowed to heal. Because Hashem wants the person to get sick, don't interfere. Don't interfere. And the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, he goes further. He says other things, it's up to the person. He should eat well. He should make sure that he goes into a proper environment. There's a sefer called the Avi Ezer. Avi Ezer is a parish on the Ibn Ezra, and he elaborates a little bit. It's still hard to see what he really means over here. Basically, saying when you summarize the entire issue, the Ibn Ezra basically saying, no matter how you look at it, there are certain types of diseases, of things which a doctor is given permission to heal, but there are certain things, hands off. It's Hashem's Ratzon. it's the person's own fault.
No, which is which?
Well, today we know everything. Today we know everything, but today it's obviously the field has advanced in such a way that it's not recognizable to what it was in the time of the Ibn Ezra. But this is what Ibn Ezra says. There are certain types of diseases where a doctor does not have rishus to heal because it's not noticeable. So we obviously don't paskin like this Ibn Ezra. Don't make any mistake about it. In fact, over here I have also a journal which I'll discuss, a journal from 2001, an article called Preventive Medicine by Dr. James DePost. Do you know who he is? James DePost, you ever hear of him? And Dr. Shalom S. Buchbinder. Okay, two doctors, they wrote an article about preventive medicine, and they quote by J.D. Bleich. Or J.D. Bleich, in one of his books, Contemporary Issues, and he quotes over here this Ibn Ezra, and he quotes basically 20 other poskim that say, halacha l'maisa, don't even think about it. There's nothing to talk about. Today, every single illness is to be treated by a doctor. The Tashbetz, the Bach, the Magin Avram, the Chassam Sof, the Binyan Sin, the Kishulchan Aruch, the Masa Avram, the Kanaf Renan, the Berkha Yosef, Yabi Omer, and the list goes on and on. We don't pass it, but it's a very fascinating Ibn Ezra. And someone at least take this Ibn Ezra and they want to use it against him. And they want to say the Ibn Ezra really is right. The Ibn Ezra says that when we have a pasuk in the Torah that says, when we have a pasuk that says and all the other makaris and chazal that tell us that you have an obligation to heal your friend, all of those psukim only deal with things that are obvious on the chitzayin. But who gives the doctor the right to heal a nega befnim, an internal disease? It is for this we need the pasuk v'rapo yirape mikam shenidnei rishus l'roifei l'rapois for the internal types of diseases. So sach hakol, we've come away really with three different mahalchim. Okay, we have a pasuk v'rapois rishus. The ikum makar for refuah is v'hashei v'isoy loy hashava saveda l'sam damar echa. What do we need? Three. What do we need to do together? So the bottom line is the basic three. So this is you're allowed to take money. You're allowed to take risks, and you're allowed to. There's a chilek between diseases that are bechitzoin and diseases that are befnim. If not for the pasuk, we would think that there's a certain area in the medical profession where morally, ethically, maybe or religiously, a doctor should say it's Hashem's, in Hashem's hands. It's not in our hands. We should not intervene in some of the extreme situations of the medical field. The pasuk is telling you no. There is no area of refuah. Even though you're right, Misvar, you're right. A doctor may, I'm sure there are conferences, there are doctors that may feel there are certain patients. You know, it comes a point in time. There are certain types of sickness. Like maybe you can even discuss today genetic
fertility problems.
Right, maybe not. Well, let's talk about today. Today they want to do genetic engineering.
Right.
Okay, so think about that. Why they want to block certain types of diseases. Or they want, so maybe what right do you have? These are very serious ethical issues. What right do you have to go down to the molecular, to go down to such a degree and start manipulating cells in the early stage of an embryo in order to prevent diseases from happening? There's a certain thing you have to leave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What right do you have? So basically, some of the Mefarshim want to say it's exactly what the Pasuk of Yir is telling us. V'rapo yirapei. You're right. You're really theoretically right. There are certain things that really you should not touch. Don't go down. There are degrees where. But v'rapo yirapei mikan shenidna rishus. If you want to go into refuah all the way down and do things that may be arguably a little bit to the extreme, you have rishus to do it. No one's going to hold you back. You have a special gezeiras hakos of backing you up. Okay, it's an interpretation. It's a novel interpretation, but that's a chiddush of how far you go.
Now, it's very, very true, because if you know the history of the heart-lung machine, it was developed as experimental. They didn't. They finally had one hospital willing to try it with you, but 80% didn't work. And eventually the first heart, the mechanical heart, the coolie heart,
all treatments work that way.
Experimental treatments. People who have no hope, they have no hope, and they take experimental treatments. Okay, but these are the three very interesting mahalchim in teaching you the koyach of this pasuk. This pasuk is taking us beyond, taking us out very far where we would otherwise be from just relying upon the other psukim. Okay, now, when you discuss this topic, it's impossible to discuss this topic without referring to the Ramban. The Ramban, he puts everything in the proper perspective. Just to quote a few of his words, the Ramban is not here. It's not. You're not going to find it here in Parshas Mishpatim. You're going to find it in Parshas Bichul Kaisai. It's a very famous Ramban, and he talks about that going to the doctor are only for people from the Ketanei Amana, people who lack faith. If you're a real maimon, you don't go to a doctor. His words are, Aval hadoyresh binavi, a person that is doyresh, a prophet. He's talking about also. He's talking about Chizkiyahu, and also a true person who has faith in the prophets. Lo yidroish bibiroifim, will never go to a doctor. Umachelek leroifim bebeis oisei ritzoin Hashem. A doctor has no place in the home of a person that does the will of Hashem. Achar sheftiach, Hashem promised you. Uvorech eslach mecha, he will bless your bread. V'yesmei mecha, and your water. V'hasiroisi machla mikirbecha. V'haroifim ein maaseyem. Now here are the key words. Rak av hamaychol v'hamashke. You know what a doctor is for? Nutritionist. All doctors should be reduced. You should strip them from the medical degrees. They're nothing but nutritionists. They'll tell you if you'll eat this, you'll feel good, you'll feel that. But if you got a problem, you're not feeling well, they're not going to help you. Don't even try going to a doctor. If you're going to a doctor, it goes to show that you don't have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A doctor has no place in the home of a person that does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're only good for Ein Ma'aseim Rak Al Hamachel Ve'al Hamashke La'hazer Mimenu, to tell you what not to eat, U'letzavoy Solov, and to tell you what to eat. V'chein Amru Kol Eshrig, and he goes on to give other examples. Now, what about the pasuk? Oh, but it says the Ramban can't ignore the pasuk. V'rapo yirapei. The Ramban has to also deal with the pasuk. So he says, yeah, that's for the shvach dimension. That's for the people that don't have faith. The Torah acknowledges that not everyone is a tzaddik, and there are people that need to come on to backup plans. V'rapo yirapei mikan shen l'rishus d'rofe l'rishus d'rapos. He quotes the Gemara in Chazal. Loi amru shenitner rishus l'choyle l'hisrapos. He says very sharp words. The pasuk says the doctor has permission to heal those people that come to him, but the patient does not have permission to do this. In other words, a patient has an obligation to go to the Rav. Rabbi, I have a headache. What should I do? That's the obligation of the patient. Does not say anywhere in the Torah that a patient has a right to go to the doctor. But the Torah acknowledges that not everyone is observant. It's a very strange thing. The Torah doesn't talk to sinners. It's a very challenging Ramban. That not everyone is observant of the law, and they go to a doctor, so the doctor is going to say there's a problem. Ein misayin lo isavera. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. There's another Mahalach in the Pasuk. You're not going to be misayaya. You're not allowed to help a person do an avera. It's forbidden. You're not allowed to assisted suicide. It's also. You're not allowed to help a person do an avera. So how can a doctor heal a person if the Torah does not give rishus for a person to go to a doctor because he's supposed to go to have faith in a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is nothing beyond a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem can heal a person from any illness. So why you? So you? If you go to a doctor, you're doing an avera. So the doctor's not allowed to help you. This is the exception. The one exception, the Torah, v'rapo yirapei, you're allowed to help a person do an avera. I mean, it's just off the charts, such a thing. Now, obviously, the Ramban himself, he comes around, he goes on to say that basically, if you're not on this madrega, then obviously you should go to a doctor. And I mean, it's hands down that there's no one, everyone takes this Ramban and says the Ramban puts us in a proper frame of mind. You have to be mispalto kodesh baruch hu, but there is no one alive today, and not been alive for hundreds of years, that's on the madrega to follow what the Ramban says, is that you don't go to a doctor and you just have emuna in Hashem. In fact, today,
to make a Jewish scientist believe not to go to the doctor.
In other words, is you have to do this Christian science.
Right.
And there was a group led by a woman, Tehillah Levinstein, called Jewish Science. but I think they all died.
From what I've heard is that the Gedolei Yisrael, what I've heard is even the Gedolei Yisrael, they advise not only should you go to a doctor, Rachman al-Stan, you should go to the best. Don't settle for anything less than, don't think, oh, they're all the same, Shluchi the Rachmana, they're all the same. You go to the best, because there's so much incompetence today. Even if you go to the best, the chances are they don't know what they're talking about. So there's no such thing as not going to the kids. So this is the basic now. Before we go conclude, there are other interesting things. Another interesting idea. He has an interesting idea.
Rambam, he was a doctor.
The Rambam was a doctor. So the Rambam.
Yeah, he wrote all the things you should eat. That's it. He did preventive.
Preventive medicine. Okay, there's interesting. Here's a question. Well, here's a simple question. This also goes back to the Ibn Ezra. The question was that the Gemara tells us that Chizkiah, he did six things. Three things the Rabbanim were critical of, and three they were positive. They gave him high praise. Among the six things, the three things that they were positive, he received high praise, was putting in Geniza the Sefer HaRefuos. There was a book that they had, which included all the refuah for every type of disease that existed in the world. Who was the one who composed this book? So there are many different various sources. Some say that it was Noach. Noach in the Teva, the animals got sick, or after the Mabul, some say in the Teva, some say that after the Mabul was over, the world deteriorated, the quality of the Avir deteriorated, and it received the tradition, what is the refuah for every single Maka? Some say that Adam HaRishon was the one who composed it in Gan Eden. Whatever it is, there was a book which had all of the refuels. Chizkiah saw that there were a lot of diseases. Whatever it was. So Chizkiah
was the first one who died.
To get sick, the choylev, he nailed the choylev. Okay, whatever it was, but Chizkiah saw that people in his generation, they got sick, and instead of being mispalo, they went to the doctors, they consulted with the books, and they did not put their faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he felt that Yotzah, it was kedai for people to lose the refuels in order to have refuah. So he put in Geniza, this Sefer Refuos, a very big step he took. People would die from their diseases, their illnesses, because he felt in the greater picture, people should come in Mispalat Hashem. And by the way, there's another interpretation, which completely is a radically different interpretation, which puts a whole new light on this. The reason why he put in Geniza was because this book was a double-edged sword, meaning, it's true, it included all the refuos, which is an enormous bracha for cloth for the world, but knowing all the refuos also meant you knew how to create all the poisons in the world.
Ooh.
And people used in his time against their enemies, because it goes totally zebizeh. A refuah for one is a deadly poison for another, which is very, very interesting observation. That's always the big question of how do you go about refuah. What?
Pesticides was developed into chemical.
Right, these are all big people when they deal with refuah, what type of medicines do they experiment with? They take some of the most dangerous things which can kill people, and they adapt it as in the technique, maybe it can be used as a refuah. If it can destroy, it can destroy the illness. So part of the Sefer HaRefuos, built into the Sefer HaRefuos of Noach, of Adam, was the koyach to destroy the world. Germ warfare, who knew nuclear science, who knows what was there, who knows the koyach that was found in these books. So he felt that the world was going down to a level where people were going to abuse it, and they would destroy the world with the koyach of refuah. Nothing to do with what we're taught, because of this koyach. People are being mispaltak, and they're not going to be mispaltak Hashem, they're going to use the refuah. It's just too dangerous. It's too dangerous, and therefore it would be better that the entire book be put in Geniza. Okay, now the problem with this chazal is, this daf, Mesech Tegidin, daf yomi, coming up soon, Mesech Daf Yomi, when does it start, the sugis of the refuah? Somewhere in the Mesech Ta, and the third paragraph, and in the Mesech Ta, there's
up to the fifth.
Okay, somewhere towards the end, there are many dafim. There's a whole collection of dafim, Masech Gittin, that reveal all of these bizarre, mystical refuos for every disease under the sun.
The scroll says don't try.
Don't try at home. It's not going to work. Mishtane hateva, or really it's mysteries, whatever it is. These the whole section of Rifu. So the question over here is, what's going on? If Chizkiah set the tone, if he set the tone that you should not involve yourself in the Sefer HaRefuos, why did Ravina and Rav Ashi do the opposite by putting recording in the Gemara the Refua, which we have a tradition, these Refuas lie all the secrets and the mysteries to all illnesses in the world. What are they doing? It's against what Chizkiah did. So some want to go and take this Ibn Ezra to answer the Kasha. They want to say is that the Sefer HaRefuos had the secret for all of the hidden diseases. And the Gemara is revealing the cure for all of the sicknesses that are exterior, on the surface. There's a makeh b'chutz and a makeh b'fnim. Ibn Ezra says, "V'rapo yirape mikan shnil l'rishus l'roifil l'rapois only a makeh b'chutz, not a makeh b'fnim. A makeh b'fnim, mind your own business. Don't interfere with the Ribbono Shalom's world. We don't accept this Ibn Ezra. This Ibn Ezra is not accepted. Not as we mentioned, we're not accepted. But the idea that he brings out is used in many other ways. And one of the ways that this Ibn Ezra is used in answering this very difficult question. If Chizkiah put in Geniza the Sefer HaRefuos and he received from Chazal high praise, why then did Ravina and Rav Ashi reveal all of the Refuos in Masechta Gittin? You're not supposed to do this. People should be mispalda Kadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, Chizkiah put in Geniza the Refuos for the Maka Befnin, the Makas internal diseases. The Gemara is revealing with pride and joy all of the Refuos for the Maka is Bechutz, on the surface, on the outside, whatever, however you want to define. That's a very hard definition. What's called Chutz? What's called? Yeah, okay, but it's an idea. It's an idea. Okay, just to conclude, a couple of short things is that. I wouldn't even discuss it too much, but the main thrust of this article is preventive medicine. How far do you have to go in preventive medicine? Now, it's accepted beyond a shadow of a doubt that we go to the extreme. Even as far as, let's say, genetic testing, Tay-Sachs. Rav Moshe was a very big advocate that people should go should be tested for Tay-Sachs and things like that. And what about vaccines? Okay, there's a very big controversy today. Some parents are afraid that it causes autism and things like that. Okay, so you have over here all these very big issues. So how far do you go in preventive medicine? So it's accepted beyond a shadow of a doubt that we go to the extreme. Question is, what's the source? Oh, very good, we do it. But is it halacha, or is it just what society does? So the whole thrust of the article is to show many sources in halacha that preventive medicine is what the Torah demands of a person minat Torah. It's not just something which society does upon themselves. And one of the very nice examples he gives, one of the very nice makoros he gives, is from Rabbi Abraham. Dr. Abraham in his Sefer Nishmas Avraham. He says a compelling reason, very his own Svara, and all the Gedolim gave him high praise for this Svara. It says in the Gemara, the Ikar Makar for Refuah comes from the Pasuk Vahashevo Solo. Hashevo Solo means Hashavas Aveda. There's no greater Aveda to a person than his health. Good health is the person is not well, you restore their health, cannot possibly be a greater fulfillment of a Hashevo Solo than restoring a person's health. The Gemara in Bav Mitzi, I think it's Taf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, says that part of the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda is if you see that there is a stream, that there is a river that's about to come, and coming downstream and about to flood your neighbor's field. So part of the mitzvah, a fulfillment for Hashevo Solo, is to build a fence, to build a wall, to prevent the wall from coming, the stream from coming and flooding your neighbor's field and washing away his property. But it didn't happen yet. The stream is coming down. The stream is coming down. It's not, I don't, I, It's not my problem. So the stream will come. It will wash away his property. Then I'll go downstream. If I won't, I'll go and I'll return it to him. I'm mechuyev to be proactive and to build a fence in advance to protect the water from washing away his property. And the Gemara clearly in Dava Metzia calls this a fulfillment of a hashevo solo. You mekayim hashavas haveda in a proactive way. So Dr. Abraham says, it's his first name and his last name, Dr. Abraham says that if this is what the Gemara defines, you mekayim the mitzvah hashavas haveda, being proactive, and the hashavas haveda is the makar for a doctor healing a patient, it's the same thing. Preventive medicine is a chelik of refuah. Okay, another makar, a lot of the mepharshim focus on, I think even the Rambam says, is the mitzvah of makeh. The asisa makeh legagechav lesamim dam beveisecha. There's a mitzvah to put up a fence around your roof so no one should fall down. No one fell down yet. So many of the rishonim, including the Rambam, say that this mitzvah is to be interpreted just like we interpret the mitzvah of lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. It's accepted beyond a shadow of a doubt that when it says in the Torah lifnei iver lo sitin michshol, doesn't just mean don't put a stumbling block, a big boulder in front of a blind man walking down the street. It means it's a conceptual mitzvah. It means any matter which a person is blind in business, in anything, any area in life where you know that your friend is not aware of this kind of the weird what's going to happen to him, don't cause him to stumble. Don't set up your friend for failure. It's a davar pashut ad ma'od. So the Rambam says, but not everyone knows that when it says in the pasuk like son and dam beveisecha, it's also not meant to be taken literally. It's meant also you put a fence around your roof, but it's also meant to be interpreted conceptually that any situation where there is potential for damim, you have to erect a makkah. That means if there is potential for disease, for measles, mumps, any type of disease, the asisa makkah ligagecha, v'loy sasim dam b'deisecha. So I mean, it couldn't be clearer that preventive medicine is not just a good thing, it is a halacha. And when it becomes a halacha, it becomes enforceable. Then it gets very, very, very powerful when it comes to schools. When people come to a school and they say, I'm not going to vaccinate my children. I'm not going to let them go take these vaccinations because I have my beliefs. So the school says, well, I'm sorry, we have a policy here. We have a policy here that if you don't give your children these vaccines, we're not taking the child in. The parent says, shalek halacha. Shalek, you can't force me to do what I don't want to do. Who says halacha? What do you mean it's not halacha? It is. So if it would not be halacha, it would just be a good thing. It would be a midas chasidus. So maybe when you go to a din Torah, maybe you would have grounds. The other issues. You know, there. You can make your own laws. There are government laws. There are government. You can always find a reason. But the fact that it's a Rambam lesasim dam beveisecha, the fact that it's a hashevos solo, Dr. Abraham, it becomes halacha in the din Torah. You lose. Hands down. So the whole dynamics of these issues has an entirely different twist when it's halacha, when preventive medicine is viewed as halacha, not just something good to do, who will fall down back on the din of the Malchus Sedina. And din of the Malchus Sedina, you can do like this, you can go like this and play around like this. If it's halacha, it's halacha. There's no room to budge. And that is a very important Yisoid. Okay.